Nobody's Fault But Mine, the podcast for people who want to change their current situation with an emphasis on faith, fun, and pushing yourself in new directions. I'm your host, Eric Lindsay, a serial entrepreneur with a passion for helping others discover what makes them unique and taking those characteristics to new heights. Today, we chat about fear and how you can fight against it to succeed in life. But you might need some help, so let's dive in. In my experience, fear is a funny thing. And what I mean by that is there's fear of, you know, flying, and there's fear of drowning, and there's fear of dying, you know, all those what I call mega fears. But there's also fear of, you know, you hear a kind of a weird sound in the night and it wakes you up and you go walking around your house and, you know, you're fearful of what you might discover. There's fear of losing somebody just because you really love them or like them as a friend or, you know, whatever it may be, but, you know, fear that they will someday leave you behind, fear of losing your job, fear financially, fear. There's fears out there that literally we are bombarded with on a day-to-day basis. And fear is something that I have found over the years, and this has taken me some time to do it and a lot of practice, but that I can conquer. Now, I don't want to be audacious enough to say I don't fear things anymore. Of course I do. I mean, there's things, you know, I fear something happening to my family. I fear, you know, what some crazy people will do out there in the general world that someday will either A, I'll have to deal with, or B, I'll have to, you know, take care of myself. Fear's a big thing. And there's definitely, you know, legitimate things that you need to be scared of in the world. I'm, you know, I guess personally, I can tell you I'm very scared of spiders. Spiders are very scary to me. And so I spend a lot of my time killing spiders, anyone that I see. Now, the thing about it is, my wife knows this with me, is I can smash them, but I can't pick them up after I've smashed them with, like, you know, toilet paper and flush them down the toilet. I'm not there. If I was ever on Fear Factor, I don't even know if that's still a show, but if I was ever on Fear Factor and had anything to do with spiders, I would just quit right then. Most of the stuff, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem handling. I could do a lot of things, but the spider part, no, I'm out. So fear is a big deal, and it's a real thing. It's something that us as humans have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And you know, one of the things that I've fall back on is obviously my faith and helping me control fear. But over the years, I've kind of learned to compartmentalize fear to a degree. Again, it's not that I don't get scared. It's just I'm able to react to those situations maybe a little bit better and less panicky than I typically would in the past. And it took practice. It took training. It took a mindset that doesn't allow me to just completely freak out. Again, unless there's a spider in the room, then I probably will. But it allows me to just kind of remain focused on the issue at hand and not necessarily lose perspective or lose. I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm not going to lose my calmness if something happens. Of course, I might get excited and, you know, be running around and yelling and all that stuff if something is fearful to me, but trying to remain focused on the fact that, okay, that's just a thing. Let's figure out what we have to do to either A, kill it, or, you know, make it go away, or maybe it's just not as scary as it seems. It's just kind of in my head. The other day I was out walking, and what I've been doing is going to a local park and walking quite a bit. But this morning I just didn't have enough time. So I walked up and down the driveway, and I've got a fairly long driveway. I live on an acreage. So it was dark. It was, you know, 6 a.m. And so it was still dark here. And I'm walking up and down this driveway and, you know, getting a good workout in. And all of a sudden I hear this sound, you know, kind of off in the woods. And it's kind of like a, you know, like a, I don't know, a weird sound. It wasn't even a growl. It was like a shriek or something at me. And it's pitch black, guys. And I'm not walking with a flashlight or anything like that. And I'm serious. I took off running. I mean, it was, you know, good for my heart and good for my heart rate to get it up a little bit. But I took off running because I was like, what the heck, man? I've never heard that sound before. And it was fairly close. I mean, I would say it's probably, I don't know, 10, 15 feet away. And when you hear this like that, and it's, you know, dark, you start running. So I started running and, you know, went up to the top of the, towards my house. And then I'm going back down, you know, into the woods a little bit. And I heard it again. And it was like, what in the world? And so I'm walking and it goes, and I was like, okay, I'm not running this time. So I went, hey, and just yelled out real loud. And I didn't hear anything. And I thought, okay, but I'm telling you, as I'm walking back up towards my house, I just got this feeling that something was behind me. I mean, it was just kind of that feeling, and your hair on your neck starts raising up and you're like, okay, what's going on here? I don't know what it was. But at that moment, yes, I had some fear. Now there was a little bit of, you know, control. I wasn't like freaking out or nothing. Now the first time I did start running, I'm not going to say that I didn't, because I didn't know what it was, but obviously nothing hurt me. I should have had a flashlight, you know, those kind of things. But you know, that's just a typical example of the things that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. Now, here's some quotes about fear that I thought would be kind of neat. Each of us must confront our own fears, must come face to face with them. How we handle our fears will determine where we go with the rest of our lives. To experience adventure or to be limited by the fear of it. I think that's great. Judy Blume said that. Second, inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit at home and think about it. Go out and get busy. And that's Dale Carnegie. Cannot agree with that more. One of the things that I've, again, when I talk about going through life and kind of training myself, what I've tried to do through life is go out and conquer it. I mean, if I'm afraid of a certain thing, then I'll go out and try to conquer that. I'll actively take, I guess, action to either A, learn more about that thing, B, go out and try to, you know, confront that thing and figure out whether it's a scary or not. And guys, again, the spectrum here is all over the page, whether that be spiders or whether that be starting a business or whether that be asking my wife to marry me or whether that be handing the keys to your daughter when she's 16 to go drive by herself for the first time. I mean, all those things I was very fearful of, you know, because I'm obviously, you know, I don't want to be bitten by a spider. I don't want my business to fail. I hope my wife doesn't say no. That would be a really bad thing. Or my, at that time, not my wife, my girlfriend would say no. And then of course, my daughter, just God willing, she's going to go out and use her head. You know, I've got two daughters. When they first start driving and not, you know, get in an accident or hurt somebody else or, you know, those kind of things, just keep themselves safe. Guys, so fear is a whole spectrum of things. Third quote, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I have lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing that you think you cannot do. That was Eleanor Roosevelt. Again, cannot agree with that more. Over the years, things that I have progressively kind of feared, whether that be rejection or failure or just all out fear, you know, of, I mean, if a spider ever crawled up my leg, I can't say I've conquered that one yet. I really seriously would probably burn the house down if something jumped on me like that. But at the same point in time, all those other things I've learned how to just kind of keep focused, keep looking ahead, keep striving ahead. Don't forget to ask for help when you need it. That's a huge thing when you're dealing with fear and these kind of other inanimate things. And just become more knowledgeable about it. And if you fail, you fail. Learn, pick yourself up, and just don't do that thing again. So here's an interesting one. I love this one. Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. That was Yoda. I should have done that in my Yoda voice. I don't really have a Yoda voice. Well, let's try. Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. That was kind of a weird, like, I don't know what that was. That real crazy guy from Lord of the Rings / Yoda / my dog, George. That's the kind of the voice I make with George. Here's another one. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. Nelson Mandela. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is to only be understood. Marie Curie. The key to change is to let go of fear. Roseanne Cash. Here's a cool one. He who is not every day conquering some fear has not learned the secret of life. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Agree with that. I mean, if you're not experiencing some sort of fear every day, then that means you're not pushing yourself. I mean, if you're just kind of bunkered down inside and playing video games and eating Cheetos and, you know, not ever venturing outside, you don't have a lot to be fearful of. I mean, you may have a fear of somebody coming and kicking you out of your house because you haven't made the mortgage payment because you're not working. But other than that, you're not really doing anything outside of your comfort level. Therefore, you're not really experiencing fear. And I wanted to really harp on that this morning. What is your comfort level? You know, some of the greatest times in my entire life have been when I push myself outside my comfort level. You know, and I think wisdom about that and knowing yourself, of saying to yourself, okay, what is my comfort level? What is my little bubble that I like to be in? And then really thinking about that and saying, okay, what are some things that are going to push me outside that? Maybe it's fear of public speaking. You know, maybe you're just, you know, no, do not let me get up and do anything in front of anybody. Well, obviously you have to start small. Maybe it's starting a podcast like I'm doing right now. Maybe it's, you know, talking out loud. You're not necessarily in front of anybody, but that allows you to kind of build some skills and a little bit less fear of, okay, what would I say if I had to give up and start talking or start a presentation or something like that. Maybe it's something really small, you know, starting from that standpoint. So again, pushing yourself, you've got to conquer this fear. And the only way to do that is to get out and do it, do the thing that is fearful. Marilyn Monroe said, we should all start to live before we get too old. Fear is stupid, and so are regrets. Salvador Dali, have no fear of perfection. You'll never reach it. That's a huge one, especially for the younger generation in our world that see social media people all over, and they're like, perfect world, perfect world, perfect world. I'm sorry, guys. It's not all what it's cracked up to be. I can tell you that. And I've seen a lot of real perfect people fall and make some really stupid mistakes. And you know, they're human just like everybody else. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. The fearful are caught as often as the bold. Helen Keller said that. Oh, that's a huge one, especially coming from her. I'm not afraid of storms, for I'm learning how to sail my ship. Louisa May Alcott. That's kind of cool. I mean, when you go through a fearful experience, you're learning how to sail that ship. You're learning how to navigate those issues. You're learning how to, you know, the ebb and flow of learning the water and the wind. And, you know, these are all metaphors for things that are coming at you in life. Absolutely. One of the greatest discoveries a man makes, one of his great surprises, is to find he can do what he was afraid he couldn't do. Henry Ford. That success, that winning when you thought you couldn't, and I don't mean winning at a contest or anything, but winning with your personal fear, winning against yourself, nobody's fault but mine, is a kind of an anthem call to me that I've used over the last decade or so, or even really longer than that. And the fact that I'm constantly in competition with my own thought process and my own willingness and heart and will, you know, to do the right thing. And it's a constant battle within me. So a lot of this is exactly right. One of the greatest discovery a man makes, one of his greatest surprises, is to find he can do what he was afraid he couldn't do. Self-doubt, you know, winning against self-doubt is literally the first step in the process. So you can bring up anything. What are you fearful of today? What are you fearful of? Ask yourself that question and then find out some ways to kind of get past that. Test yourself. Put yourself in situations where you might feel a little bit uncomfortable and see how you react, and then come back later after you've learned about how to handle some things better, or maybe, you know, ask some friends for help or whatever, and it'll get you there. Babe Ruth, don't let the fear of striking out hold you back. Don't let fear of striking out hold you back. You'd never get up to the plate if you thought, well, I'm going to get struck out every time. Babe Ruth would have never gone up. I mean, here's a guy, again, baseball was quite different back then, but here's a guy that was overweight, you know, drank and smoked cigars and did all this stuff and, you know, wasn't necessarily the best baseball player in the world, you know, from a physique standpoint. I really don't know his history as far as, you know, if he started playing baseball when he was two, I don't know that. But here's a guy that went down in history as one of the greatest baseball players of all time, maybe even the greatest of all time. And his quote was, "Don't let the fear of striking out hold you back." Don't know how much simpler that can be. Now, one of the things, you know, you talk about learning, talking about figuring out ways to deal with fear, figuring out what you're afraid of, first of all, and then trying to figure out ways to conquer that. I will tell you the most important thing that I have in my life is faith. You know, the Bible says very clearly, you know, and I'm summarizing here, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, for I love you. I will protect you. I will make sure that you're safe. And now that doesn't mean you're never going to have any issues in life. You're never going to have any fears affect you or pain, that you're all just going to be happy and dancing all the time, you know, if you're a Christian, and everything's going to be great. In fact, it's typically the opposite. Typically suffering and things like that do come your way, especially because you're defending your faith. And you're standing up for what you believe in. You believe in Jesus Christ and you believe in God. And a lot of times you're going to stand up in the face of evil. This earth is not good, not inherently good. And this goes way back to the very, very, very beginning of the Bible of Adam and Eve and letting sin in the world. And so you're fighting against this gigantic power that's against you as a Christian when you decide to take that step. And so it's not going to be easy, but what God does promise you is he will always be by your side. He will carry you when you need it, help you when you need it, but you also have to submit and be willing to accept that help. So, you know, my faith is a very important walk in my fear prospect. Am I never afraid? That would be a lie if I said, no, I'm never afraid. Am I able to table that fear or kind of stamp down that fear or make that fear less intrusive in my life? Yes, because I know I have a God that loves me. I know that God put me right where I need to be at that exact moment. I don't know why. I don't know the reasons behind it. I don't know the big plan, but I know that I'm there for a reason or I'm here for a reason. So I have to trust that, and not fearing involves a lot of trust. You've got to kind of train yourself for that. It's taken me a really, really long time to learn that. I became a Christian, you know, back when I was a kid. I always went to church and things like that, and then I was saved when I met my wife at around 24, and really understood, you know, the love of Christ and learning more about Jesus and God and you know, religion as a whole and that kind of stuff. And so I'm now almost 50 years old. So, you know, literally half my life, I've been kind of taking this journey and I'm still not over. It's still not through. I'm still not done, but I know a lot more today than I did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago about conquering fear. And I will tell you this, all of it has to do with God and my faith, but I would say 50% of it definitely has to do with me and having to understand and learn and grow and become more knowledgeable about things and then applying that knowledge to things, which is wisdom, applying it, not just knowing, you know, how a car works or an engine works or something like that, but then applying that knowledge to make that engine work. You know, that's the wisdom that comes from knowledge. And so, and that's just a stupid example, but it's just an example to kind of show you that every one of us have challenges. Every one of us have dreams. Every one of us have desires and fears. Fears come along with that. So guys, don't be afraid. Now, whatever path you choose, you know, in my life, I chose Christianity and I chose God. If you're not ready to make that step yet, at least take a step forward and say, okay, I am afraid of these certain things. Let's learn more about those things. And I'll end on this. I am, like I said, deathly afraid of spiders. I don't like spiders. And so I got on Google the other day and started just researching about spiders. We have spiders here in Oklahoma that are called fiddleback spiders, brown recluse. You know, we don't have black widows and things like that. We've got brown recluse spiders. And if they bite you, it's not a good thing. I've never been bitten that I know of. I don't think I've ever had one on me that I know of. But they're just scary looking things, man. Dude, you put a brown recluse next to me and I'm serious. I know what they look like. It's not good. I will literally burn the house down to kill the thing. So I got on the internet the other day and I was just doing research about, okay, what's the life cycle of a brown recluse spider? You know, what are the things they like? How long do they live? And this is going to freak you out. I learned that, okay, during their life cycle, they basically, every time that they have babies, they can lay up to 50 eggs at a time, and they can do that 2 to 3 times a year. So one female brown recluse can lay up to 150 eggs every year. And then, you know, you've got male and female versions and all that good stuff. Oh, don't even get me going down this. It's starting to make me really scared at the moment. But I learned about kind of what they like to do. I learned about what the males look like versus the females. You know, what environment do they like? And I went to war. I mean, I went out and bought glue traps and safe spray, you know, for animals and things like that, because we've got a little dog in the house. And I went to war on brown recluse spiders. I know where their hidey holes are. I know what they look like. I know what, you know, everything looks like when they molt and they kind of leave behind this little like hollow spider looking. I know what their webs look like. I know how they live and what they do and why they're there. So I attacked them. And guys, I have killed so many brown recluse spiders in the last 30 days. It's not even funny. I mean, it's my wife thinks I've gone crazy, but I'm not letting one of those things bite me. I'm just not going to have it. So glue traps and spray and just, you know, ferreting them out, cleaning things out, getting rid of clutter. You know, that's been a big deal of mine, because I am a closet hoarder. I'm not even a closet hoarder anymore. I am a hoarder, but I'm trying to kind of go the other direction. That's what I did. I researched it. And am I still scared of spiders? Of course. If one crawled on me right now, you would hear me scream like, I don't even know. It would be the worst scream you've ever heard in your life. But at the same point in time, I am just one step closer to not being scared of spiders, I think. I don't necessarily know if the fear of spiders will ever go away. But if I'm ever in the realm of a spider or, you know, those kind of things, I don't think I'm going to lose my composure, you know, from a standpoint of, okay, calm down. I know what kind it is. I know what it's going to do. You know, don't move too fast. They hate you. They want to jump on you and bite you. That's all they want to do. And I've kind of learned now that's not what they want to do. In fact, they're probably more scared of you than you are of them. And so it's just learning about it. Now, again, put one on me and I swear I'm going to either take you out or burn the house down or something. I still have that quote unquote inside fear, but I think I can handle it. So what's your spider, guys? What is it? Figure it out, learn about it, and maybe you can not have it hurt you. All right, guys. Thanks for listening today. For nobody's fault but mine. God bless. Take care.